Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. As we join him today, he and his friend Batman are faced with a very difficult problem. We'll get the details in a moment, but right now, let's hear from Dan McCullough.
These wintry days, sunshine looks a doggone cheery and appetizing when it shows up at the breakfast table that, well, it seems like you can almost taste its warmth and goodness. And that's just about the same way you feel when you taste the sunny, golden toasted goodness of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir, that's a sunshine flavor, all right. And that's not all. Your regular dish of Pep for breakfast gives you your daily minimum need of sunshine vitamin D that helps build strong bones and teeth. That's one reason Mom wants you to eat Pep regularly, especially in the wintertime. And, of course, the more Kellogg's Pep your family eats, the more comic buttons you get for your collection. Because there's one of these exciting prizes in every package. And are they beauties? Pictures of your favorite funny paper characters done up in bright red and blue and black on a gleaming white background. Mighty snappy looking. And what's more, there are 18 different comic buttons in the series. So you get the fun of rounding out your whole collection. That's easy to do, too. Sure, you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. They come only as prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. So plan to eat lots of P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Just as Clark Kent became convinced that it was not he in his role of Superman who had broken into several banks, ripped open steel vaults, and then donated the stolen money to charity, he was dealt a staggering blow. He and his friend Batman heard a newsboy shouting that the mysterious bank robber had been identified. Purchasing a paper, Kent read that Police Inspector Henderson had discovered evidence which proved that Superman was guilty. As we continue now, Kent and Batman, in his guise of Bruce Wayne, have hurried to the office of Inspector Henderson at Metropolis Police Headquarters. As we join them there, Henderson is speaking.
I'm sorry, Kent, but I can't tell you what the evidence is yet.
Why not?
I'm getting one more opinion on it. I expect a report any minute, and then I'll issue a statement to the press.
But according to the extras on the street, you're already convinced that Superman is the bank robber.
That's right. But this is so, well, so incredible that I decided to have the evidence verified once more before I obtained warrants for his arrest.
Arrest Superman? Why, you're out of your mind, Inspector.
Now, hold on, Wayne.
Superman a thief? Why, of all the ridiculous nonsense I ever heard, you ought to know it's impossible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Why,
wait,
Superman's
Bruce.
Done more to combat crime than any other man in the world. He's always been on the side of law and order.
I know it.
You know it. But you go on record as calling him a criminal, a bank robber. And I used to think you had brains.
Now, you listen to me, Wayne.
Wait a minute, you
We've been friends for a long time, but you can't talk to me like that.
Well, I'm sorry, Inspector.
I know what a shock this is to you, but it was just as great a shock to me. Even with the proof in my hands, I had a hard time making myself believe that Superman had turned crooked.
He didn't, Inspector.
Of course he didn't.
I say he did, and I've got the evidence to prove it.
What
evidence? Do you mean?
I'll produce it when I'm ready.
Why can't you produce it now?
I'll promise not to publish a word of it until you give me permission.
I said I'll produce it when I'm ready, and not a moment before.
But...
And it won't do you any good to try to crowd me. That's the trouble with both of you. You think that... Come in. Oh, what is it, Burton?
I've got the report from McCann, Inspector.
Oh, good. That's what I've been waiting for. Let's have it.
Yes, sir. Here it is.
This the report on the evidence you mentioned, Inspector?
Yes. Let's see what he says. Oh, that's all, Burton.
Yes, sir.
Well?
Now, take it easy, Wayne. Just as I thought. McCann backs us up.
Who's McCann?
Backs you up on what?
Look, you fellows have been helpful to the police department on more than one occasion. I'm going to take you into my confidence on one condition.
What's that?
That you don't print a word of this before I release it to all the papers. I'd have them on my neck if you did.
I promise.
And you're to keep it under your hat, too, Wayne.
Check.
Okay. Take a look at this card first.
All right. Let's see it.
Uh-oh.
Now, it says, a gift from the Lynn Haven National Bank with the compliments of a friend. Say, we saw this before. Can't remember?
Yes, at the War Orphans Relief Society. It came with a package of money stolen from the Lynn Haven Bank.
Right. And there are four other cards like this in the same handwriting. Just the names of the banks are different.
Yes, we know. They were received at various charity offices with the stolen money.
Right. And all four cards were obviously written by the bank robber.
Well, they might not have been.
They came with the stolen money, didn't they?
Yes,
well,
but
that's enough for me. Now, here. Take a look at this.
What is it?
Oh, I know.
Well, it's a piece of notepaper with some writing on it. Yeah, let me see it. Compliments and best wishes to Jimmy Olson from...
Go on, read the signature, Wayne.
Oh, it's signed Superman.
Yes, you bet it is. Superman gave Jim Olson that autograph some time ago. I was looking around the Daily Planet today. I knew they had some kind of unofficial contact with Superman. And I found this piece of paper hanging over Olson's desk. Now, compare Superman's handwriting with the handwriting on the cards that came with the stolen money.
Why, they look pretty similar.
Pretty similar? They're exactly alike. Same man wrote them. And that man is Superman.
You're wrong, Inspector.
Look at it, Kent. Look at it.
I don't have to. I know Superman wrote the autograph for Jim, but I also know he didn't write those cards.
Oh, he didn't, eh?
No.
Well, listen to this. Joe Reiser, the police handwriting expert, says Superman did write the cards.
Well, you can...
And George McCann, another expert we call in sometimes, says the same thing.
So what? We could call in a dozen experts, and half of them would probably say he didn't write it.
Sure.
I've seen plenty of cases where handwriting experts disagree.
My two experts agree. That's enough for my purposes. Besides, you don't have to be an expert to see that the same man wrote the autograph and the card.
Well, it may look that way, but you're wrong, Inspector.
Of course you are. How could you possibly believe that Superman would rob banks?
Oh, let's not go into that again. I've asked myself the same question 1,000 times. I don't know the answer. He's been giving the stolen money to charity. Maybe he's got some kind of a Robin Hood complex or something.
Oh, nonsense.
Okay, Wayne, how do you account for the fact that Superman's handwriting matches the writing on the cards?
Well, I don't know,
but... And who else but Superman could rip open steel doors and vaults and then leap up into the air and disappear?
Oh, that's easy. Another Superman.
Oh, so now there's another Superman. Where's he been all these years? Sitting home, crocheting doilies?
Well, I'll admit I don't know that either, but I can tell
you... But nothing. There's only one answer. And hard as it is to take, we've got to swallow it. I'm going to call in the reporters now and tell them.
No, no, wait, Inspector.
Burton, send in the reporters.
I'm sorry, Inspector, but you've got to listen to me.
Well, of all the... What do you mean, shutting off my intercom phone, Kent?
I'm terribly sorry, but you...
I'll throw you in the jug. Turn it on again.
If you'll just listen
to me. I won't listen. This isn't the first time you've tried to tell me how to run the police department.
I'm not trying to...
I'm fed up, you hear me? I'll turn on that intercom phone, or so help
Inspector,
me...
Inspector, please. You want to get the man who's really been robbing these banks, don't you?
I intend to get him. Heaven knows I wish it didn't have to be this way, but since it
is... It isn't. And if you'll just give me a little time, I'll prove it.
You'll prove what?
That Superman is not the thief.
How are you going to prove it?
Well, I've got a plan. But if you let this so-called handwriting evidence get out, my plan will be ruined.
What plan?
I can't tell you now, but if you'll just trust me, I'll bring you the guilty man.
Sorry, Kent. From where I sit, I've got indisputable evidence that Superman is guilty.
But...
I've got to proceed against him.
I thought in this country a man was considered innocent until he was judged guilty by a jury of his peers. You seem to be proceeding just the other way.
That's what I was going to say.
I said that from where I sit, he's guilty, and it's my duty to arrest him.
Oh.
Then he'll get a fair trial.
And how do you expect to arrest him?
Yes, do you know where he is?
I'll admit it's going to be a job to find and arrest him, especially if he resists arrest. But I'll do the best I can. Now, if you'll take your hand off the intercom phone, Kent, I'll call in the reporter.
Wait, Inspector. Now, wait a minute. I've got a bargain to offer you.
I'm not buying any bargains. For the last time,
I think
Kent...
you'll buy this one. Now, listen. If I don't produce the guilty man in 48 hours...
I can't withhold the evidence that long.
All right, all right. Make it 24 hours. I'll either bring you the real thief then, or I'll produce Superman.
Wait a minute, Kent. Do you know what you're saying?
I know, I know. Well, how about it, Inspector?
How can you guarantee to produce Superman?
I'm quite sure I can. I never let you down on anything I promised before, did I?
No, but...
Then trust me this one more time. What can you lose?
Kent's right, Inspector. It'll take a lot longer than that for you to find Superman. If you find him.
Well, I suppose I can wait 24 hours.
Now you're talking. Thanks a lot. You won't regret this.
I'd better not, Kent, or I'll have your hide.
Listen, if I fail, you can have it. And Superman's. Come on, Bruce. So long, Inspector.
Right, Kent. Be seeing you, Inspector.
So long. Now listen, Burton. Tell the reporters I won't have a statement on the evidence I mentioned in 24 hours.
Followed by the puzzled Bruce Wayne, Clark Kent hurries from Inspector Henderson's office. How does Kent intend to fulfill his promise to produce the mysterious bank thief within 24 hours? We'll return in a moment to find out. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, gang, it seems like there's no lack of something to talk about when any of you fellows and girls get together. And no lack of something to do. Because all the gang's collecting those exciting comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. And there's quite a business of trading duplicates, too. That's a swell way to add to your collection. Fact is, it seems like you might feel kind of out of things if you're not collecting comic buttons. But you feel mighty proud when you can strut around with your whole collection pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. They look so doggone smart. Bright comic strip colors, the pictures of your funny paper favorites done up in true-to-life style, and showing up like anything against the gleaming white enamel background. And you know, the best part is, these comic buttons are so easy to get, you don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to stock up with plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Then you look inside every package for your exclusive prize. Remember to ask Mom for P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Hurrying from police headquarters, Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne, who in reality is the famous Batman, hailed a taxi. Kent gave the driver a street number, then settled back.
Well, that's that.
That's what? All you did was stick your neck out, Mr. Kent, promising Henderson to produce the real bank robber within 24 hours or else surrender Superman. Yourself.
I know, but I had to, Bruce. If the papers published the handwriting evidence and the public believed Superman was guilty, my plan would be ruined.
What do you mean?
Look, I'm convinced those bank robberies are part of a gigantic plot against me.
I don't get it.
Well, I admit it's a little too vague in my own mind yet to explain, but I think I'm beginning to get the drift of it. And if my plan works, we'll catch our man tonight.
Well, tell me how.
We're going to set a trap, Bruce. And hope that he walks or flies into it. If he doesn't, well, we're licked. And tomorrow by this time, I'll be behind bars. Yes. And Superman's career will be over.
Grimly, Clark Kent reminds Bruce Wayne of the bargain he made with Inspector Henderson. To prove that he, Superman, is not guilty of the bank robberies. Or else, surrender himself to the police. Will his desperate last-minute plan succeed? And will it reveal that there is another human being possessed of superhuman powers? There are thrills and a big surprise in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, you'll get a bang out of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of 6 swell Kellogg cereals. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Makes it easy for Mom, too. No dishes to wash, thanks to the new Kell Bowl Pack. You can eat right out of it. What's more, these generous packages are great for lunch boxes and outings. So ask Mom to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety at the grocer's her very first chance. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.